And it's good to have a God who stands by us through the thick and the thin. That was not my sermonic hymn, because God has put something on my heart this morning. Y'all know my song. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing His word. Sounds like music in my ear. It's the sweetest name on earth. Let me say that one more time. There is a name I love to hear. Love to sing His word. It sounds like sweet music to my ear. It's the sweetest name on earth. Now y'all help me sing. Oh, come on, y'all know that song. How I love Jesus. Do you love Him this morning? Chorus one more time, and I want you to sing. Oh, I know how I love Jesus. Sing it. I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Why? Because you have your Bibles, I'm going to be reading from The book of Philippians, chapter 2. And I want to read verses 19 through 24. I will be reading from the New Living Translation.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexander, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome ruler. Gentle redeeming.
God with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual
warfare.
But when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you. Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's
what
as
we
evangelist
call you.
Yeah. Takes you
call
further.
You
were born
the
in a
God.
Manger.
Manger born, but
on a tree.
Our lesson today is based on the truth, which is the Word of God. We want to talk to you a little bit about the truth and what the truth is and what the Word of God is. We know that the Word of God is truth, and we can back it up with Scripture. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. 1 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Psalms 33:4 says, for the word of God is right, and all its works are done in truth. Saints of God, I gave you just a few scriptures on the Word of God and what it is. But there are so many scriptures about the Word of God. And all scriptures are actually the Word of God. So you won't be confused and you'll know what the Word of God is. God's Word is truth. And we know God is the truth and Satan is a liar. So, saints of God, we need to keep those two separated. You know, sometimes we think, well, God have not done what we ask him to do. And mentally, we're thinking, okay, well, you know, he just didn't do what he said he was going to do. And in a sense, it's still calling God a liar. But there's only one liar, and that's the devil. And there's only one truth, and that's God. Now, when we don't get the things that we're supposed to get, we need to look to ourselves because we're to blame for not getting what we're supposed to get. Whenever we come to you, you know, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we need to make sure that we come to you in Scripture and Scripture only. Many people are confused without good biblical sense or biblical knowledge or understanding because they simply have not been taught. They haven't been given the wisdom of God and knowledge through the Scriptures from the Word of God. You know, we haven't been, it's simply put, they just haven't been taught. Only the Word of God matters. Only the Word of God will heal, will deliver, will set people free from all the evil works of the enemy. Only the Word of God. We see thousands and thousands of people that are being lied to, you know, as if it's the truth. We see that daily on our news stations. We see that. You know, they are being presented with baseless lies and theories and rumors. No truth in it whatsoever. It's baseless, you know, and people are listening to these things. They're receiving these baseless lies and theories and rumors, you know, from certain news sources and also from people that has lent themselves to the works of the devil. See, people don't understand. Just like that demoniac had all those demons and devils in him, people collect those same things in them. When you don't do right before God, God will turn you over to a reprobated spirit. and you'll have a reprobated mind. Then Satan have all the territory he needs to work in you and produce anything he wants. So we see some people here that have lent themselves to the works of the devil. We know that Satan is a liar and he's the father of the liars. So we can't be deceived and think that when ministers of the gospel, when they take side and walk in lockstep with proven people that are proven liars and hypocrites and deceivers, you know, perverters of the law, and, you know, they think that this is okay, perverters of the truth. When we see this in the church, let's not be deceived. When leaders are having are behaving in such a manner, it's wrong. And they are unwilling to speak the truth that, to God's people. They are wrong when they're unwilling to speak the truth to God's people. They are wrong. And you know something? God is going to deal with them. You know, he's going to deal with them. God's people, they're not speaking the truth to the people that they're presiding over. And you know, like I said before, it's wrong. God will judge them. We can't judge them, but God will, because he is a judge. And then we'll know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So saints of God, these are the things that we're going to have to be dealing with in the church. You know, church leaders will have to deal with God, just as we all are going to have to deal with him. And we're going to have to give an account for the wrong things that we've done and said. They're going to have to give an account also. They're not above the law. You know, we got some people that think that they're above the law. They're making laws all to themselves, all for the benefit of themselves. But they're wrong, and the truth will win out. I believe that. And we all have to believe that. All the people that are the children of God, we're going to have to believe that God is going to set the record straight. We might not have anybody in the House or anybody in the Senate. We might not have anybody in Washington, period, that can set things straight. But we know a God that's able to set everybody straight. And we just need to keep praying to him and keep pressing in. And he's going to do it in the name of Jesus. We're going to read Romans 10 and 14. And, you know, we just want you to know that we're trusting in the Lord, and we're, everything that we come to you with, we've studied it out, and we've talked to God, and God has talked to us and spoken to us, and we're not going to give you a false gospel. We're going to give you the truth. Romans 10 and 14 says, how then shall we call on him in whom they have not believed? See, these are the people that certain ministers are lying to the people, and you know, they're not just telling them the truth. They're not telling them, okay, well, these are a bunch of lies that these people have concocted, and this is not the truth, and it's been proven not to be the truth. But they're letting these people go on and be led by that lie. And simply, they might not even be saying anything to them, but it's just as bad. If you don't tell them, it's just as bad. If you keep your mouth closed and don't say anything, it's just as bad. You're complicit with it. So we need, you know, how can we call on God in whom we have not believed? How can these people, these church people, that these ministers, these renegade ministers is over, how can they believe anything that God say when they're not even hearing the things that God say? You know, and how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? They haven't heard about him, so they can't believe in him. And how shall they hear without a preacher? And verse 15 says, and how shall he preach except he be sent? And it says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad. See, the gospel of peace, not hate and stirring up strife and animosity and evilness. Not that. Those, the people's feet that are preaching the gospel of peace and good tidings and good things. See, all of it is good. Why? Because God is good. But when you see evil stuff being taught and evil things being taught, evil practices going on, you know who's in charge of that. It's the devil. So don't be deceived, people. I'm telling you, don't be deceived. God is not marked. You know, pastors, preachers, prophets, evangelists, teachers.